This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have Gerilyn Bird, the Tooth Trot 5K Give Kids a Smile race director. Mm-hmm. This is part of the Run for the Kids Challenge 2020, and all of these races will be held throughout the beginning of 2020, and they all benefit great organizations. So, Gerilyn, tell us a little bit about the Tooth Trot.
The Tooth Trot is in its 22nd year. We have the race at Wickham Park Community Center. It's grown into a big race. We had about 700 participants last year, and we're looking forward to that again this year. It benefits Give Kids a Smile, and that is actually a national endeavor by the American Dental Association. And we've taken our race, it's been around for a long time, and made that so we raise money for Give Kids a Smile in our county.
Tell us a little bit about the organization and what you do.
Brevard County Dental Society actually sponsors the Tooth Trot. So we've taken Give Kids a Smile by the ADA, and we have a one-day event that we host at Eastern Florida State College, the COCO campus. And we take kids from 3 to 14 who can come out. They just have to pre-register. There's nothing required. And we have many local dentists who are member dentists of the Dental Society, as well as their hygienist and assistants, come out to help that day. And what we actually do, the money we raise doesn't support the dentist. It goes to educational materials for the kids and their families. And it also provides the consumable materials that are used at the event.
What kind of services do they receive?
It could be just an exam. It could be sealants. It could be x-rays. It could be filling of cavities. If they have a tooth that is bombed out and needs to be extracted, they'll do that there as well. Any of those preventive services and also treatment services so kids can have a healthy smile.
And it's very important that children have a healthy smile for their self-esteem, but it also has a big impact on their overall health.
Yes, it does. Surgeon General found quite a few years ago that oral health, if you're healthy, it affects your whole body. If you have things in your mouth that shouldn't be there, it also affects your whole body. And kids nowadays, there's a lot going on in school and activities. And we just want kids to be healthy and aware and pain-free when they're at school. And naturally, I think kids that have a healthy smile are more likely to have friends and engage with others. They're better at school. They'll ask questions. They're not hiding.
All right. So tell us about the Tooth Trot. When and where is it, and how can people sign up?
The Tooth Trot is at Wickham Park Community Center. It's on Leisure Way at Wickham Park overall. And our race starts at 8 o'clock on January 25th. This is our 22nd year. We will have lots of volunteers out there. We'll have great food. Running Zone manages the race, so they come out and do perfect timing and announcing. So it's a well-oiled wheel that's been going for quite some time. And it's a lot of fun, and we welcome people to come out, whether you're a runner or a walker. Or if you don't know exactly what you're doing, just come out and support the race and have a great time.
So they can pre-register on your website and the Running Zone's website?
Yes, they can register at either www.toothtrot5k.com or at Running Zone's website. They can go there and just search for Tooth Trot, and they can register there.
All right. The Tooth Trot comes up on January 25th at Wickham Park. Mm-hmm. And we hope everyone will come out and support healthy smiles.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.